Well, first of all, thank you for agreeing to speak to me. So we'll just get a bit of your background first. If you can tell me what your full name is.
Joyce.
And your surname?
Evans.
And your date of birth?
The 18th of the 9th, 32.
And where were you born, Joyce?
Glanreed. Down in Estraganlais.
Right. And what was your father's occupation?
A tin worker.
So he worked locally then?
Yes, in Estlavera Tin Works.
Did your mother work at all?
No.
And how many children were you?
Two.
Two. So was you and...
And my sister.
And your sister.
Yeah.
So who was the eldest?
I was.
You were the boss then?
Yeah. Well, there's 9 years between us. So...
And where did you go to school?
In the Skedwin School. Glanreed first. It was in the chapel then, the school was, in Libanus Chapel, and then went up to an Escadron school.
How old were you when you left?
14.
14.
Yeah.
So, when you were leaving, did you leave to go to a job? Did you have a job to go to?
No, there's nothing. The factory hadn't started then. And when it started, it took they were employing slowly at first, and it took a long time to get in. I can't remember if I was 15 when I went in.
So when you were leaving, or ready to leave school, what did you expect to be doing after you'd left? Did you have any idea?
No. Not at all. Because there was only the tin works and things like that around you. And I wasn't very good at school. So I hadn't got much hope.
But did your mother or your father expect you to do anything in particular, to go and work somewhere? What did they expect?
Well, I don't know. They wanted me to have a job, isn't it? But at that time, my uncle had lost his wife, and I used to go down and clean for them, in the week, and do dinner for them on a Saturday when my uncle was coming home from work and that.
Did they give you any pocket money?
Yes, I used to have 5 shillings a week. So, thought I was rich.
Can you tell me about the times? You said before when we spoke on the phone that your father used to take you down to where he worked, did he?
Yes, yes.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, I can remember going down with him and to see how they were working, and the women were there cutting the tin, and as you said, their hands are all cut, so maybe the tin was sharp, and watching the men throwing the sheets through the rollers and that. And he took me down a few times, and he used to wear these, like twill, white, I don't know why they had white pinnies, and because they used to come home black, isn't it? But he used to wear them and throwing these sheets and that into the rolls. I can remember going down.
So why would he take you down?
Just to see what was going on. And as he said, there was no jobs around. I might have had to have gone there. But I was lucky. TikTok came. And there were. I worked there for 15 years. And then I had my eldest daughter. And I was out for 9 years and I went back. And I did another 17.
So, to go back to when TikTok, that's when TikTok opened, was
yes,
it?
Yes,
when you were about 15?
Yes.
So how did you hear that there were jobs going then, or can you remember that time?
Well, my uncle was working in the Woodlands garage. It was his sister's garage and he was working there. Well, he knew the manager and the personnel manager, he was from Cwmtymbell, and it was hard to get in because there was a lot of string pulling in you to get in, and I'd put forms in and you weren't having anything back. Well, my uncle asked what was his name, Walton Williams, I think his name was, and he asked him if he could give me an interview, and I had an interview, and then I went in, and as I said, we were doing coils for the watches hadn't started then. We were doing coils for aeroplanes, something to do with the aeroplane industry. And then when the watches started up, I went down on inspection in the test tracks, testing all the watches.
Can you remember, which site did you start on then?
Anglo.
It was on the Anglo site. Yeah. So what was the factory called then? Can you remember?
Anglo-Celtic.
Oh, it's called Anglo-Celtic. Because
yeah.
Everybody calls it TikTok,
no,
don't they?
No, Anglo-Celtic watch factory.
Yeah.
Well, there's one of the books.
But they weren't actually making watches at the time, were they?
Not when they started. You know, when they had to get the machine shops up to do all the components and the automatics up to do the components. My brother-in-law was here now. He worked. He was in the automatics. The things that he was making, you couldn't see with the naked eye. You had to have an eyeglass.
Gosh.
And he had to set those machines up for them. You know, he worked really hard then, didn't it?
So when you went there at 15, it was relatively new for all of the people there, was
yeah.
it?
Yes, it was starting up. You know, it was, I think it was, I can't remember the one of the Labour MPs that got it to come here. And when it opened, they only employed a few at a time, like, isn't it? Well, there was hardly anybody there when I went. We were in it was known as the Assembly. It was all flooring.
Was it Parkray? It's not Parkray, is it?
What's yeah, it Park something, isn't it?
Park something, yeah.
Yeah, all like wooden floor.
Wooden block flooring.
Yeah. Beautiful there,
oh, right.
You know, and that was the Assembly then, but it altered because they built a new building that was supposed to be dustproof, and we all moved into that, you know. Then they had where the Assembly used to be, they had a servicing department there then, you know, because watches are coming back, wanting to be serviced, and they had a servicing department. My sister worked in that. And then she came up to the test tracks where I was. So
can you tell me, starting off there, and it was all relatively new, and you said when you first applied for a job there, you hadn't heard anything. So was it work that was quite sought after? Do you know what I mean? Was everybody trying to get
in? Oh, yes, because, I mean, there was no other work around there, was there? You know? It was very, very small work. The pocket watch wasn't that small. But when they went in then to do the wristwatches and the ladies' wristwatches, the components were very tiny, you know.
Can you remember your first day?
No, not really. I can remember working there and they put me in between two girls to work on this machine. As I say, we were doing coils and they showed me how to do them, and I was doing them well now. And after a couple of weeks, the linesman came on to me, the charger, and he said, "Joyce, how many of these can you do a day?" And I said, 144. "Well, you're not booking that many in," he said. I said, "No, I'm giving them to Mary and the other girl sitting next to me. They didn't tell me that if I did sent in 144, I'd be having bonus." And me, only young, they were in their 20s, isn't it? They were having bonus at my expense.
Oh, gosh. They were taking advantage of it then.
So he told me, "Book them in yourself." So I did from then on.
It's a good job he'd noticed.
Because he came down one day and he said I was talking and I wasn't. And it was the two up each side of me that were talking. And I was having the row for talking, and I wasn't talking. But they thought I wasn't working, see, but I was working, but of course I was giving it to them, wasn't I?
Did they ask for it then, or did
you? Yeah, you've done enough now, you do some for us. So
how did you feel about that then, when you found out?
I couldn't say much, could I? You know, I was young, and they were a lot older than me, isn't it? So
can you remember how much you were being paid when you first started?
My first wage was £1.26 and fourpence stoppages for insurance.
I'll just press start again. So we were talking about your first wages and how much you'd got, which of course doesn't sound much by today's standards.
No.
But what did you think of that at the time?
I thought I was rich, wasn't it, you know? I mean, because I was going working and really working on my ankles. I was having 5 shillings, isn't it? And that was a lot of money then, as I thought.
So what did you do with your first pay packet? Did you have to take it home?
Give it to my mother, isn't it? You know. And then when I got up that I had a decent wage, I was having about £4 something, I was giving my mother so much board and lodge then, and I was keeping myself.
But when you were having your first pay packets, was your mother giving you pocket money or
yes,
something then?
Yes, yes. I think I was having about 5 shillings or something like that, didn't it, you know?
So you weren't much better
no,
off then?
No. But they were.
But you were helping the family, yeah. I suppose.
Yes. Because my father wasn't, although he was a roller and he had the best job in the tin works, it wasn't big money, isn't it, you know? So
how did they feel that you'd got one of these jobs that was going at the factory then?
Oh, they were chuffed. Everybody was chuffed to get in, you know. It was really because, well, there was nothing around, yeah. It was either go scrubbing or something like that.
You wouldn't have considered moving further afield, going to
oh,
a...
no.
No.
Not then. Oh, I wouldn't have the confidence.
There was less of that then, yeah. Wasn't there? Yeah. People moving around.
No.
For work. You were too young anyway,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
So, when you first started, there can't have been many people there, as you said, because it was just starting off. What were your first impressions then? You mentioned this lovely wooden floor. What else can you remember seeing?
Well, tell you the truth, I was frightened to move from my seat because I used to go to my bench, sit down and work until the bell went. Then I used to go cycle up home to my dinner and back and back. I never even went to the toilet there. And when I did go to the toilet, I had to go one day and Miss Taylor, that was the cleaner there, she said, "You just started, Liv?" I said, "No, I've been here, I think I'd been there about 2 years." And that's the first time I'd gone through. And you had to walk all the way from the assembly then, and the automatics had started up, and all the boys on the machines and that there, you know. And when you were going through, they'd be whistling and things like that, isn't it? Oh, flip.
You didn't whistle back at them.
No. No.
So what was it that made you feel nervous, do you think, or shy, is it?
Oh, I don't know, I never had any confidence, I don't think, you know.
Did you become more confident?
Yes, you went out then. Once you got used to it, you did it once, you'd go then, like, isn't it, you know. And then when we moved up to the, from when we went down to the test tracks, and then they built this new building at the back with all glass blocks and that. There was no windows that could be opened. It's supposed to be dustproof. And when we moved over there, we had to have special shoes for our feet and overalls, and we had to change. You know, we couldn't take them out. We had to change them before going out into, if we were going home and that. And I forgot what I was going to say now.
We were just talking about the difference from when you started and
the
new building.
Yeah, we
buildings.
Went up there and it was supposed to be all dustproof, and then they had all the assembly lines, you know, assembling the work. And we were right down the back then in the test racks and packing department. So
the longer you were there, there were more and more
people
starting
yes.
So did that change things for you? You know, did you feel...
No, we just had more work. Because we were doing about 3,000 watches a day, winding them and setting them. We had a machine to wind them, but you had to set them all by hand. And you set them and then put them on test for 24 hours. And then you mark them all up the next day then to see if how much they gained, how much they lost. And then we set them again, wind them, set them, put them on the next rack, and then the girl on the next rack then would next day would regulate them, and then they go up another, they had to go through 7 racks, I think, you know, and the last one was at the inspection rack,
right,
and then into packing.
But when you first started, it wasn't the watches you were working
no,
on?
No,
it was components?
It was coils.
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 For cars?
No, for aeroplanes, something like that it was.
Yeah. So how long was it before you started on the watches?
Well, it was until they got the components and that right, see. You know, they had to have the machine shop and the automatics to get them all right, and then they started building them up then, see. I did go, you know, if there was no work on the test tracks, they'd send you somewhere else. And then they started lip lines. And they had so many girls working on these belts. And if there was somebody missing, they'd send to another department then, like up to us. They'd put us on training and that to be able to do them. And we'd have to fill in the gaps. Like if somebody was missing, we'd go down to fill a gap in.
So you were flexible then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you like moving from
No,
one?
Not really. And especially some of the linesmen, the foreman and the lines, would give you the bonus. If you kept the line going, which was only fair, you'd get the bonus of the line. But there was another foreman, and he wouldn't give you the bonus of the line. Well, you were losing money.
Yeah.
And I can remember telling them, going down one day, and I don't know where they had the chief from that day, and a personnel manager was there, and he said for me to go on to this line. I said, I don't want his line. You've got to. I said, I don't want to. I said, he doesn't pay me the wage. So I don't know where I had the cheek from to tell him, but,
Did you have to go? Did you have to
yes,
go
Yes, I had to go.
Well, you were saying you didn't know where you got the cheek from. Would you normally not have said
no,
anything?
I wouldn't.
Why not, though?
I don't know.
Because it was affecting your money, wasn't
it? Yes.
I suppose it was a different age then. People didn't answer back as much, did they?
No, not now. That's why I left.
Oh,
because,
right.
I mean, I shouldn't have left in when I did, because I was only 55.
Yeah.
But well, I've had a good retirement.
Yeah.
Only thing I didn't have my husband to be with me in it.
Yeah. There's some things we can't change, aren't there?
No.
So we'll go back to, keep on going back to when you began, because it's really interesting. So there weren't many people working there. So who was actually showing you what to do? Who was in charge of training people then? Because it was a new
factory. Well, the foreman would show you, or the linesman, and then you'd go on to, if you were on the assembly or something like that, you'd have people showing you, and they'd, you'd be doing them, and they'd be, I remember going, and I was doing the levers of the watches, and you had to get so much space between two little prongs, like, you know, sticking up, and you get them all right, and then the foreman would come, and he'd, you know, rubbish it, like, again, for you to do it again, and we had to do them till we could get them right all the time, see.
Was it mainly women working there
then? Yes, more women than men. Only men that were there were the linesmen and the foremen. And the linesmen, the foremen. And you'd have the maintenance and people like that, isn't it? But there was nearly all girls. So I think in all, at one time, there was about 1,200 working there.
Gosh, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when you first started, was there somebody else there that you knew who worked there, who had a job there? Were there people starting the same time as you, for example?
I can't remember. There weren't many that I knew there then. You know, there were girls from Mr. Gunlice and from Cumclinbeth. You know, they were from all over the place.
They were mainly local, were they?
Yeah.
So for the ones who were...
And you had a foreman come down from London and that, you know.
Right.
Because Alder Avenue, those houses were built for the foremen and the bosses. And they were all, you know, different chaps there. And they were training you up, see. And then once they trained so many girls up, the girls would be training girls then, isn't it?
So how did the girls get on with the bosses then?
All right. Yeah.
Were they quite strict? They sound a bit strict, I
suppose. Oh, yes. You weren't supposed to move around, and you know, if you went to the toilet, you had 10 minutes and you had to come back. they'd be watching, especially we had it when a foreman, he was good foreman, but he'd had a stroke and he lost the use on one side, but he was marvellous, mind you, he could do things. He got back that he had the use, could do something with his hand, like, you know. But if we went out the toilet and we were out a bit long, when we come out through the toilet doors, he'd be waiting at the end. He'd been out there too long, you know. Because they used to go out to have a chat, isn't it? So,
could you have a chat while you were working then?
Oh, yes, it depends what sort of job you were on, isn't it? I mean, there was illumination department where they did the, and they had to have special equipment and that for in there. People couldn't go into that department because they were making the illuminated hands for the watches and the dials and that, you know. So that was quite a dangerous work, really.
Why was it dangerous?
Because of the illumination could affect you, like, you know.
Yeah.
So you forget about all these things, you don't.
Yeah.
And this is Enfield, I think, on these boys, yeah.
Do you know any of them?
Yes, I know some of them. I knew that one, Phillips.
Was it noisy working there? No. We were talking about chatting. It wasn't
in the automatics and that, it would be noisy, and in the machine shop because you'd have the machines knocking and that. But where I was, no.
What time did you start in the morning?
7:30. And when I first started, I think we were starting about 6:30.
Gosh, that's early.
And we were working Saturday morning and all then.
And
I can't remember, and we were working till about 5 at night. But then when it came down, we were only working, I think when I left, we were working 39 hours a week. Because when I first started, I think it was, I can remember working 48 hours a week.
Gosh, it's a long week, yeah. Isn't it? Did you have to work a Saturday?
No, it was, yes, at first. It was included, but then we came down to a five-day week, that's right. And then we came down to 4.5. We were finishing at 12:30 on a Friday.
Oh, that's not, that's a bit of an improvement,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for the other girl, you lived quite nearby, didn't
yes.
you? So how were you getting to work?
On my bike.
So how long would that take you?
Oh, about 5 minutes.
And you were going back lunchtime?
Yes. My father said, you've throw your dinner down. Dinner and sweet every day with my mother. And I used to be back in work, especially when I started coaching with my husband. I was back in work at 10 to 1, so we could have 10 minutes to have a chat. So
what was he doing there?
Maintenance. He's a fitter.
But that's not where you met?
No.
But is that...
Now it was his sister just talking to me now.
Oh, right. But when you started seeing each other courting, you were working in TikTok then?
Yes.
Yeah, so you saw him every day then?
Yeah. Yes, we used to go in the morning and have a little chat in the morning before we started work. And then have a chat dinner time. And I'd sit out on the... If it was nice and sunny, we'd sit out on the banks, you know. There was a grass bank by the side of the bike racks. We used to sit there, have a little chat. So.
Did he like working there?
Yes, he worked there for over 25 years. No, he finished just before 25 years, so he didn't have his watch.
Oh, gosh.
He went up to a factory, came up to the Abercrave, and he went to work there.
Oh, that was the car factory, was
no,
it?
No, it was...
Or clocks in cars or something?
No. No, that we were doing that down there. That's what I was doing down there. And then they moved it up to Abercrave. It was knits and bolts they were making. He came from Pembroke up here.
Oh, right.
And he went and he was a foreman there.
Yeah.
And they offered him a foreman and everything when he was going.
Yeah.
That he said no.
Oh, they offered him a foreman on TikTok, did they?
but he said it was too late then because he'd, you know, they weren't giving it in before until he decided he was leaving.
Yeah.
Because he'd been there like nearly 25 years.
Yeah. But he didn't get his watch.
No, he didn't get his watch.
And you didn't get a watch either. No. So how did other local people view working in the factory, do you think? Was it somewhere where people wanted to get a job?
Well, yes, because, you know, there'd never been any works around here, had there? There'd never been anything for girls.
Yeah.
So everybody was glad of it.
Yeah.
It was a sad day when it closed, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they don't get replaced, do they?
No.
It's not as if something else comes instead.
I mean, they had the ladders. They got the ladders there in the infield, haven't they?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, they've knocked all the building that I used to be in down.
So what's there now?
Well, Tesco's is there now.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's Tesco everywhere,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's all been knocked down now, the Enfield and the Anglo.
Yeah. Can you describe a working day for me, your working day? You'd start, say, at half past seven.
And then you'd work, you'd have a break about 9 o'clock and have a cup of coffee and you couldn't eat there, you weren't supposed to eat. You used to sneak a biscuit, mind you, but you weren't supposed to eat, only a coffee you're allowed. And then you had your dinner break, half an hour, and then you worked through. The only time you left your bench was either to go to the toilet or something like that.
Where did you have your morning break then? Was it at the bench?
At the bench, yeah. Yeah, you didn't go anywhere.
But they'd let you drink something there then?
Yeah.
So how would you get your tea or your coffee?
Well, there used to be a trolley coming round at one time until they had these vending machines.
Oh.
But most of us used to take a flask and make our own.
They didn't mind that? They didn't think any would spill or anything like that?
Well, you had to be careful, you know. Especially where the watches and the components of the watches, not, you know.
Yeah. Would you say that you enjoyed the work then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know any different, did I, you know? So, yes, I enjoyed it.
And you changed jobs a few times during the time you were there?
Not a lot. I was mostly in the test tracks testing the watches. Then I did train and I went down onto the lines to assemble the wristwatches and that. You know, and they sent you around to try, but mostly in the test tracks I was. And then I went over to, when the Enfield started, I went and we trained there. We had a swing shift, as I said. We were on the swing shift.
So what time was that?
Half past four till half past nine, and the day shift, and it was all new. And of course there was a competition between the swing shift and the day shift, and the swing shift were hitting the targets where the day shift couldn't, you know.
Why was that, do you think?
Well, I was supposed to be just had more willpower or something. But there was a friction. They didn't like the swing shift. They wanted to get rid of us.
Oh, did they?
Because we were hitting the targets. They wanted us to hit.
Yeah.
And the day shift weren't.
You were showing them up then.
Yeah.
So there were a few working there when you first started. And then by the time that it was established, how many people would you say were working there?
I think it was about 1,200 at one time.
Gosh.
In the Anglo.
Yeah. And mainly women?
Yes. There were quite a few linesmen and, you know, they had apprentices and that there. You know, a lot of young boys. The same age as me then, isn't it? They were doing an apprenticeship. Well, there'd been no apprenticeships before, had there? You know.
Did many couples link up, you know,
a lot.
Factory?
Yeah. Yes.
There were some romances
then.
Oh,
yes, yes. And when you got married or something, it was put into the TikTok magazine, you know. Something you did. I know my husband, they had a suggestion scheme there. And he put a suggestion in for chroming the winders of the watches. He made a jig up for them that they could do it so many at a time. And he had money for that.
Oh, did
you
he?
You know, he was presented with a cheque then from the managing director of the firm, like, isn't it? So...
Oh, so they listened to his suggestion.
Yes,
then.
And loads of boys had, you know, their things put into action, like, in it, you know.
So there were apprenticeships there for the boys, were
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah.
But there were no apprenticeships for girls?
No, no.
They just got on with no. it?
And my husband had been in the RAF and he'd got had his apprenticeship in the RAF, hadn't he?
Yeah.
So that's, because when he came down here to work, he came from Birmingham, he was living up in Birmingham. You know, he came out of the RAF.
Yeah.
So he came down here because his grandmother and that was still down here. And
so
then
did he come down to work or did he come to be closer to the family?
No, he came down to work. He wanted to come back to Wales, see?
Yeah.
Because he'd gone up when he was about 14 to Birmingham to his uncle. His uncle was living there because there was no jobs around here.
Mm.
And he worked in the BSA, I think, in Birmingham.
Oh, right.
And then he went to the RAF when he was 18. And when he left, he was about 24, I think, when he finished. And he stayed in Birmingham for a while and then he came down here and had a job.
Yeah. And the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history.
Start again now. Right, we talked about what time you started in the morning. Did you have to clock in?
Yes.
When you came.
Clock in, and if you were late, you had to be in bed at 7:30. They allowed you 3 minutes. If you were 3 minutes late, they wouldn't crop you. But if you were 4 minutes late, they'd crop you.
But you had your targets anyway. So what difference did it make?
Oh, well, it made a difference because they cropped money off you.
Oh.
See, you were late on the line, especially on the lines, because if you were late on the lines, you lost your job for the day, somebody else would take it.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah.
Because when they couldn't work the line and there wasn't a full... Everybody had their job on it.
I see, right.
And that's going into the instrumentation now, this is. Everybody had a job, so... They had to have a full line to work it. So if somebody was out for the day, they'd take one off another line to put on. See?
Yeah, it's quite a disruption then,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Were you ever late?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because sometimes the closer you live, the longer you leave it.
Yes. No, we're never late.
I can imagine you on your bike cycling.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when I was up in, I remember after my husband had died, I was working in the infield, isn't it? And coming down one day, I used to give people a lift down, isn't it? And I had to call, my bill was bad. I'd had a big operation, so I had to call into the factory to take a certificate for him. So I called in, I went down to work, and into the factory, and I sat at the line, and when I went, I forgot my teeth. And I'd been into the factory in Cabot to the manager. There were no teeth. And I said, "Dude, Gwyn, why did you tell me it's not my teeth then, Gwyn?
No,
I had to go home like anything. Quick, doing 60 up the boat at the bypass to get my teeth."
You didn't need your teeth to work, though.
No, but I didn't. No teeth in the front. Looked lovely. Only two fangs were there, you know.
Oh, brilliant. So the jobs that you were doing there were quite skilled, really, weren't they?
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
It must have taken a time.
Oh, yes, they were, because, I mean, you had to have the components right, set right. And then, you know, if they weren't set right, well, they wouldn't go round, would they? Because they're all little wheels, aren't they?
Yeah. Were there girls there who couldn't do the work?
Some were, because, you know, like my sister-in-law was working on air springs and they had to adjust them, you know. Well, I don't think I could have done that. I wouldn't have liked doing that. They had to use eyeglasses and that, isn't it?
Oh, you know? Right, yeah. But some people are more practical than others, aren't they? Are there some people, girls who just couldn't do the factory work?
Most probably, there was.
You know, did people get sacked there?
No, not really. I can't remember if people had been sacked there.
Was it mainly single girls then?
Working? Yes, when it started. But then, you know, they, as you say, the boys met girls there and they got married and that. There's loads of, couples there.
But when women got married and had children, what happened then?
When you finished. You know, they did, then it started that you could go back, like, could, isn't it? You know, you could have so much time off. But at first it wasn't like that.
No.
If you were pregnant, you just finished.
Yeah. How many weeks would you be able to work until you could finish? Can you remember?
About 6 months.
Right.
You know. I worked, but oh, and then we had one foreman, and he wasn't very nice. And you know, we had trays like this, and they were holding 50 pocket watches on hooks. Well, when you sat down with the tray in front of you, leaning against your tummy, isn't it? And marking them up. Now, if you wanted to see which one had gained and which one had lost, and that, and you mark all on the dial, on the glass. And I can remember I was nearing my time to finish now, and we had a load of work there. And this flipping foreman, I had all these trays on my tummy. Well, it didn't do me any good, was it? And he wanted the work out. He was, I could have given him one. Not many licked him.
Why was he like that?
I don't know. They wanted the work out, see? At a certain time.
But some people are a bit more awkward than others,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, you always get them, don't you? Yeah.
Did the girls tend to get on well with each other?
Yes. Yeah. I can't remember quarrelling with anybody. You know.
What about, you were talking about young lads starting there as apprentices. Were there lots of leg pulling? Did the boys did the girls tease the boys and the boys tease the girls?
Well, I don't know, we were kept away. Well, we were up in the main different building to where all the tool room boys were and the maintenance and that, you know, they were in a different place.
Oh, you were kept apart.
Yeah.
You? Yeah. So we were talking earlier about when girls got pregnant and left and then they might come back. Would they do the same shift then?
It all depends. I don't know whether they did it first, whether they could come back. You know, it first opened, but later on you could.
And what happened with you then? You worked there for about...
I worked for 15 years.
15?
And I had a Cheryl, and then I had Lynn. Well, I was off for 9 years with them, and my husband came home one day and he said, listen, they want girls in for 6 weeks, he said. On the swing shift. So I started on the swing shift and that was all right. But then they wanted that, and he came home and he said they want them on day shift for 6 weeks. Are you willing to go? I said, aye, okay. Well, I went for 6 weeks and I stayed. I never went back on the swing shift. I was stayed on days.
So how long did you stay then?
I was there 17 years. I was lucky then because Bill died. And I had the two girls in it, because Lynn was 14 and Cheryl was nearly 16.
So that job helped you a lot then?
Oh yes, well, I was lucky to have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I wouldn't have been able to do as I did for them, because Cheryl went to university. Now Lynn didn't tell me, but she wanted to go to a secretarial college in Bath. And she wouldn't leave me. She didn't want to leave me on my own. And it's only a couple of years ago I found out that she would have liked to have gone. Well, as I said, she could have gone. I'd done the same for her as I did for Cheryl.
Yeah, yeah. You know. We were talking about the swing shift now. Was it mainly married women doing the swing shift then?
Yes.
And that was part-time work then, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I suppose that was one way that they could carry on working,
that's
was
right.
it?
Yeah.
But how did you manage on the day shift then when you went back, because you had children?
Well, I had my sister, and I had a marvellous neighbour, because my sister was going to say, listen, they can come down here and sleep and I'll see them off to school. But I didn't like that, didn't it? But anyhow, the lady next door, she used to be a farmer, and they came to live next door to us, and they were lovely people, you know. And she said, listen, Joyce, she said, I'll come in and get the girls off to work, off to school for you. So I said, OK, then. So she came in every morning and got the breakfast, and she, I wanted to pay her, didn't I? But she wouldn't take anything off me. She was a marvellous neighbour.
Gosh, you were very lucky.
Yeah. She was. She was lovely.
Because you wouldn't have been able to do it otherwise, would you?
No.
Yeah.
Because my mother was living down in Glanreath. She couldn't have done nothing. But then they got that they were older and they could see themselves off, like, isn't it, you know? Because the first time I left them, because when my husband was taken bad, he was taken ill up in Northampton. And he went into hospital there, and of course he had cancer of the colon and the liver, and he had a big operation. Well, Chell was abroad at the time with her cousin, and Lynn was with my sister down in Amroth, and I had to stay up there, didn't I? You know, he was up there for 10 weeks. He had 3 operations in 10 weeks, so I was very lucky. But they had a job.
Yeah.
So.
But when you were both working there, after having children, did you feel that you had to work there to get the money, or was the money buying like extras for you? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, it was. We were grabbing extras, weren't we? When I was working, because it was just making ends meet when only Bill was working, isn't it? You know, because like we saved, and they went my. Bill had a cousin in America, and they came over to see their grandmother. Well, our Cheryl and Lynn and were playing with Louise and I can't remember the other little girl's name now. And of course they were making plans. Now, you come over next year, you know, telling our Cheryl. And of course she thought, yeah, she could go. Well, we saved, and they both went for 6 weeks. They went, and they don't do it now, but the air hostess were in charge of them, you know.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
So they went, Cheddar was 11 and Lynn was 9. And you know, I didn't think they'd remember things, but they still remember everything about that holiday.
The experience of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Do you remember having pay rises when you were working?
Yes.
So how often would that be?
About every year. There's always a stink about the pay raises, like, you know, how much percent you're going to have and all the rest of it.
Why is that?
See, when you were on inspection, you had the same wage every week. You know, they worked it out and you had the same wage every week. But when you were on piecework, when you'd have different wages, the more bonus you did, the more money you had. So
why would there be a stink? Because some people thought they should get higher percentages.
Oh, yes.
So you know, would it be particular sections that were unhappy?
No. Everybody, all the factory, all the girls would have the same amount to pay rise, and all the boys would have the same amount. Like, isn't it? But I don't know about the apprentices. I don't know about how they stood.
How were you paid then? Were you given a pay packet?
Pay packet, yeah.
Would they bring it round?
Yes.
You didn't have to sign first.
Girl would come round with a tray, and you'd give your clock number, and they give you your pay card packet.
Because it's not the same when it's paid into a bank.
No,
is it?
And then you have to check it. Then it was sealed down, but there's so much of the notes you could check to see if you had the right money. See.
Were there any perks working in the factory? I know we were talking about watches earlier, because obviously you made watches,
You could have so many watches or a clock a year, like, you know.
Or discounted? Or...
Yes, you had them a bit cheaper.
You didn't get anything for nothing then,
no,
Joyce?
No, nothing for nothing. I remember being out, Bill and myself, and we just got engaged. And we were sitting out in the bank, and it was a beautiful day, scorching hot day. And everybody was lying back on the bank now, wasn't it? In the dinner hour. And all of a sudden, Bill jumped up, and I wonder what does the matter. The next thing, something came at me. And one of the boys from the from the automatics. I'd thrown a piece of steel up, a round piece of steel about that in diameter and about that long, and he'd thrown it up and it had come down. Well, he billed the whistle through the air and he jumped up and I came down and I had 3 stitches.
Why did he throw that then?
Boys playing around in the time, see?
Gosh.
Well, there was a... My husband there, he was fuming. He was, and he was on the union, so he was up the personnel office playing pop. I had to go up the surgery, have stitches, and I had a priceless black eye. They sent me home from work the next day because my eye... And the boy that did it, I was sitting here working, and he was passing the goods inwards, but by there, and he could see me all the time, and I didn't know then that he'd done it. But...
Did you apologise?
No, well, he wasn't... they wouldn't tell Bill who'd done it. I didn't find out for years later who had done it. Because a gang of the boys from the children were playing out.
But you couldn't get compensation for any of that then, could you?
Because no, well, I didn't think.
No.
You know, then.
So there were... there was a union there then?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And your husband was a union rep, was he?
Yes, he was a shop steward and then he was a convener for a few years.
Which union was it?
Can you
remember AU. Oh, right. So were there ever any disputes or anything that he had to sort out? What type of problems did he have to sort out?
Oh, I can't remember. There was lots of problems. I know we went on strike once there.
Oh, did you?
I think it was, I don't know, it was just pay raises or what, I can't remember.
Yeah. Can you remember when it was?
It was before I left, the first time, I think.
Do you think the workers were treated fairly?
I think so.
And was that the same then? Because you were there over a long period of time, weren't you?
Yeah.
Do you think that changed at all?
No, I don't think so.
So how did your husband get on with the bosses then? Because he had an official role to play,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Oh, well, he got on all right to them, but I think he used to have, you know, they used to have rows, disputes, like, isn't it, you know? But he wouldn't say anything about the union work, like, isn't it, to me.
All right, he kept that separate,
yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
What can you tell me again what you had to wear in the factory?
Overalls. It's special overalls. And when we went up into the new building, the one that was supposed to be dustproof, we had to have these overalls and white overalls and rubber shoes. And you go into that cloakroom, we had to change them and before we went out, change into our outdoor things, and you go into that cloakroom. Oh boy. In the morning with those rubber shoes, they were stinking. I got 40 years somewhere in the overalls. Nice overalls.
Did everybody wear the same thing?
Yeah, yes. Except that, you know, the boys, they'd have... some would have brown coats.
Right.
Overalls. Where are they? Can I see just now? Oh dear.
Oh right.
Those are the overalls we used to wear.
Yeah.
And we had different ones. When we went up, these are the ones we used to wear in the old Anglo.
Yeah.
But when we went up to the new block, we had... ones that were coming up and buttoning on the shoulder and all down the side there, you know, different type.
They take longer to
get
on, I suppose.
Yes, and we had these rubber, white and navy rubber shoes. Awful. But then they got that they let us bring our own in, you know, because it was beyond me. You wanted a peg on your nose when you were going in the morning into that room, the crook room.
Was that in order to stop dust then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were they quite strict with rules and regulations?
Oh, yes. You know, you have to wear the clothes they give you and the shoes and that, isn't it? But when they were so smelly, they did let us bring our own, but we couldn't take them out then. We had to bring a special pair in, you know, and leave them in work.
Was the work dangerous in any way?
No, not where we were. No. I mean, in the machine shop, perhaps you could have an accident, get your finger trapped or something like that. But no, not with us.
Do you remember anybody ever having an accident?
Not really.
I'm thinking more in terms, do you know, in lots of the sewing factories, the girls there used to have accidents.
Yeah,
you know,
needles going through the finger.
Talked about rules and regulations. Were there people there who ever tried to bend the rules, you know, with clocking on, clocking in perhaps, or, you know?
Oh, I suppose there'd be some that would try it, isn't it? You know, have somebody else to clock in for them, and then they come in late. But I mean, there was always somebody watching. See, there was a timekeeper there.
Oh, was there?
You know, and he had his little office next door to where the clocks were, clocking machines were, you know.
Was that, did he just do that job, or did he do other jobs as well?
No, he did that job. Once everybody clocked in, he'd collect all the cards and he'd put them down like it was absent and was in. And if you were absent, you had to go up to the personnel the next morning then to get your card and give an explanation where you were the day before.
That's quite strict, isn't it? Oh, it's different today.
And I know when my mother went into hospital, isn't it, and you could only visit on a Wednesday and a Friday and Saturday then and Sunday. Well, I wanted to go down on the Wednesday because she'd had an operation, so I asked the foreman, could I have a pass out to go down the hospital? And he told me no. Go up to the personnel. So I went up to the personnel and they said no. And I thought, well, whether I have a sack or not, I'm going. And I did go. But they didn't say anything because, see, I had a good record. I never lost. Never lost work.
So why couldn't they just say you can go then?
Yeah, and they wouldn't see.
They perhaps it was because you were a good worker, Joyce.
No, but no, they were all strict like that. They weren't willing, you know, for you to have time out.
But that's quite important, isn't it? If your own mother's in hospital.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
Oh, I was annoyed. Like I said, whether I'm on the sack or not, I'm going, so I went.
But they didn't mention it when you came back there.
Can't remember, any. I had to go up the to get my card the next day, you know. And I suppose he must have asked me where I was, and I told him, you know, I'd gone down the hospital. But
was the factory cold or was it warm?
Warm.
It was warm, was it?
You know, if it's cold, they'd be saying it and they'd be, we're not working. It had to be a certain temperature before they
for could, you or for the equipment?
For us and all, you know. They had a certain, it was supposed to be so much degree, like, you know. And
it had to be well lit in order for you to do your work, did it?
Yeah, so plenty of lights.
Were there windows there?
There were windows, but none of them opened, as I say, because you didn't have no dust.
Did it get hot in the summer then?
Yes, it did. Because they were all glass blocks, you know. The wall was made of these glass blocks. And then you had a small window that you could look out at, you know, out through, but it couldn't open.
How would you describe the facilities there, the toilets and the area that you used to change into your uniform? Were they nice and tidy?
Well, yes, you had all the hangers, and they had a basket at the bottom. They come down with a basket on the bottom. You put your shoes in the basket, and then you put your overall around the hanger. And then the toilets, when you went in, and there was a washroom. And then there was a door and you went into the toilets. And, you know, just went in, and there was the woman that was in charge. She was strict. She'd be in, if you were in too long, she'd be knocking the door, like, you know. So she was really strict. She was for the management.
Some people are like that, don't they?
Yeah.
Did people people feel quite loyal to the management then, do you think? I mean, some like being in with them, don't they?
Yeah.
Others then are just, they're just getting on with their work, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you aren't there. You could see ones that was, you know, what's the name, getting close up to the management, the linesmen, because, you know, we went overtime like at the weekend. Certain ones were asked and others weren't asked, like, you know.
Bit of favouritism, yeah. I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah. You get that everywhere, yeah. Don't you? Yeah. Did you play music at all when you worked?
Was no.
There was no music?
No.
Did some of the girls sing?
Well, you could sing if you wanted to. I know, remember, some of the boys come out asking me, sing such and such a song, Joyce. If they asked me now, I couldn't sing a word.
Why did they ask you in particular then?
I don't know, I must have had the nice voice then, I don't know.
You can't remember what they wanted you to sing?
I don't know. I knew all the pop songs like then. No, I don't know any.
And it was fine for you to chat or to sing while you worked,
yes,
is it?
Yeah.
As long as you got on?
Yeah.
What about people, you know, a lot of girls years ago used to smoke, didn't they?
Yeah.
So would they have to wait until break time?
You couldn't only have the toilet to smoke, and then sometimes they weren't allowed out there. You know, if Miss Taylor was there, she'd be telling you, but they all used to go in and have a quick whiff, like, innit?
Well, I suppose if you're used to smoking, it's difficult, isn't it, to hang on till lunchtime.
Yeah. And what's annoying, it used to annoy me because everybody that used to smoke used to go into the toilet part, and then they'd deck into the toilets, isn't it, if somebody was coming. But I mean, for others that wanted to go to the toilet, it was flipping annoying, you know.
You'd have to hang on then.
Yeah.
Do you think you've suffered any long-term effects from working in the factory? You know, it could be your eyesight or perhaps your hands or anything.
Well, my back, I think, more than anything. Because, you know, you're sitting... Because when I all the time was in the factory, when you were sitting on these chairs with the swivel backs and swivel chairs, and you were sitting on them, well, the three discs on my back were permanently bruised all the time I was there. And I do suffer with my back now.
But at the time, I don't suppose you realised,
would you? No, but I had three discs and they were the lumps on the back, they were all discoloured, like.
Did you used to get a bad back at the time?
I can't remember.
Because, of course, years later, you can't ask for compensation or anything. Because it's too late in a way. They're long gone, aren't they?
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I never had, I should have claimed about this, but I didn't, you know. I could have had something. They'd do it now, today, wouldn't they?
Oh, they'd do it now, definitely. How did the women treat fellow male workers they've got here? Was there any teasing? You said you were in a separate part from the male workers, but your husband worked there. Were you aware of any banter, any teasing?
Oh, there's always banter, you know, and because he used to go around and smile at everyone, you know, wink. And
then, was charmer, was he?
Yeah. So, everybody knew him, and everybody liked him, and it was nice.
Yeah.
So...
Was your husband supportive that you were working there? Because obviously, you know, if you're working in the factory, there's a lot for you to do when you come home as well, isn't there? Was he happy?
Yes, yes.
Because,
was
you know, in that age, I think some men didn't like their wives working.
Well, I mean, I was working when we got married. Well, then I didn't stop in it, you know, I just carried on.
Yeah.
And I mean, then we couldn't. Didn't have a house, we had to have rooms where we stayed with my mother and father, and then his grandfather died and they wanted us to go and keep his grandmother company, and I hated it up there in Isla Mera, so I came back to my mother, and you know, it took us a long time before we could get money to buy a house then, innit?
But you had to work for it then, didn't you?
So we've been married 1957, we went up to to Abercrave. So we were married 7 years, 6 years before we had a house.
You appreciated it by then, I'm sure.
Yes, and then, sand and cement then for the next, every year, people going on holiday and us in sand and cement, doing things to the house in it.
It's so, it's a sacrifice, isn't it? Yeah.
So.
We've talked about how many days a week you worked and about shift work. Did you prefer the swing shift to the day shift then?
Oh, I liked the swing shift. It was all right. But, I mean, it was, you know, you were out in the evenings. You didn't see one another then because Bill was coming home to look after the children while I went to work. I mean, it was better when we were working days together.
If you were doing overtime then, would they pay you more?
Yes.
It was a higher rate, yes. Is it?
You had time and a half on a Saturday, and if you'd worked on a Sunday, you had double time.
Oh.
See?
Yeah. It's worth
but
doing
you
it.
Didn't work, you didn't have Sundays. You were lucky to have a Saturday morning.
Oh, right.
You know.
Was everybody after the overtime then?
Yes.
So there wasn't enough to go round, if
no.
You know what I mean?
It all depends. Certain jobs would have overtime, see?
So was it given out fairly, do you think?
Oh, well, they had their favourites. You know, it all depends what job you could do. If you could do a number of jobs, well, you've got a better chance, like, in it, you know.
Yeah. Did you eat in the canteen at all? I know you said initially when you started there, you used to go home for lunch.
No, not really. And Bill's auntie used to keep the cafe, the Woodlands cafe then. And his mother used to work there, so we used to go up and we had a little room of our own upstairs. We used to go take our own food and have a cup of tea and that there.
Oh, right.
You know.
Do you know what the food in the canteen in work was like then?
Oh, it was nice food, yeah.
Was it subsidised? You know, was it reasonable?
I think so. Yeah. You know. No, I never, we took sandwiches and then had a meal when we came home, like, isn't it?
Can you remember how many days holidays a year you had?
When I first started, we were having holidays and we weren't getting paid.
You weren't getting paid
no,
for holidays?
No, you had holidays but no pay. When it came that we had pay, well, I thought it was marvellous. Week's pay.
It's just a week though?
Yeah.
So when would that
sure
be?
I'm sure it's ours, yeah, now somewhere in this book. I've seen it somewhere, there's ours in one of the papers.
Yeah. So when would that week be then, in the summer?
In the summer, the colliery holidays.
Oh, right.
See, we all used to have them the same time.
Yeah. So it was shut down then, was it?
Yes.
Everybody
was
off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody was off.
So as time went on then, you got more holidays, presumably, did you?
Yes. Then we had, we used to have, I don't know if I've seen this somewhere now, we used to have 2 days off at Whitsun, Boxing Day and Christmas Day, Christmas, and 2 days off at Easter, and then we used to have the fortnight, a week at the beginning, but then it went to a fortnight for the general holiday.
So. Did you go away during the holidays, or did you tend to stay at home?
No, we tried to go away at the August time. Don't say, plus we go up to my auntie's, somewhere like that, you know, at the for the 2 days or something like that.
Did some of the girls go away together? Did people
yes,
go away?
Yes. And we used to have the factory trips here.
Oh,
you
right.
know, we used to have trips over to Porthcawl and Barry, Western Supermare, we went.
So went when would they boat. Be then?
Used to have a special day off. It used to be on a Saturday, like, you know. And used to be organised at first with the factory. But then it just fizzled out, like, you know.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Why is that then?
I don't know. People weren't going, like, you know.
I suppose people, when people get their own cars and yeah. things, they're not that
interested.
Because,
I mean, when you started, there was no car park there. It was only bike stands. And I think we had a van first, and then there was only Eiffel in the car park, but then it got that everybody had cars. And it was a nightmare to try and get out of the night. They were all racing to the car park out first, you know, to get out, isn't it, you know. Yeah.
So with the trips, a lot of people used to go initially,
yes,
did they?
Yeah.
So that would be by bus, would it?
Yes. And when we went up to Western Supermare, we went over on the boat, you know. So.
Was it a good time?
Yes, yes, we had some fun. So.
Yeah.
Because you know, going to Barry and Porthcawl, well, the fifth, if we went to Swansea once a year, that was it, isn't it? Usually went at Easter time to have something new for church, like, isn't it?
And so did the work itself organise that, or was it people, you know, within the work, like a social...
The social club used to organise it, see?
Right.
TikTok social club.
Yeah.
And we used to pay so much a week for that.
Did you have to be part of the social club? You know, did it come out of your wages?
Yes, you had to pay so much a week, but I think it was about 5 pence or something like that.
Yeah.
You know.
What about special occasions at work then? For instance, I'm thinking about, you got married while you were there, did you?
Yeah.
What would happen, for example, I know everybody you knew and everybody knew Bill as well.
Yeah.
What happened when you got married? Did they collect something for you or did they tease you? Or?
Yes, they usually made a collection and bought you, and we had a clock. You know, they bought us a clock from Enfield.
Oh, right.
See, you know, mostly people had a clock.
Have you still got it?
No, it's gone. I should have had it repaired, but it conked out and I got rid of it. You know, it was one of the first ones they'd made there because we got married, you know, in 1951. Well, in 1940-something, when the factory opened, isn't it? But 46 or 47, I can't remember. But, I mean, and then Enfield was after that. So that clock was one of the first ones made in Enfield.
Sometimes it costs more to repair it than to buy it.
And my sister still got her clock that she had.
Right.
And mine was a Bakelite case. Well, the one she got is a nice oak one, you know, shaped. It's a lovely clock and it still goes with her.
So when was she given that then, or did she buy it?
No, I think she had it as a wedding present. You know, everybody collected. What year did she get? 1960.
So she was working there
as
well then? Well, later than you, obviously, because she's a bit younger, isn't she? Yeah. So did you used to see each other in work?
Yes, because we were working in the same department.
Oh, right.
Only she was on packing. And I was on testing the watches. But then if they wanted people in packing, we used to go in, like, you know, to help out.
Yes, we were talking about special occasions. They didn't do anything to you or your husband, you know, like dress you up in a veil or...
They didn't do it to me, but they did do it later on then. Oh, you ought to say, I got photos somewhere of my daughter. Well, it was awful.
What did they do?
I'm not telling you.
Come on, yes. Now, Joyce.
She was dressed up. Oh, God. The photo of her dressed up as Andy Pandy. Oh.
What was that for then?
Something her and a friend did. I don't know whether it was something to do with the social club or but she was dressed as Andy Pandy. And what was Leslie dressed as? I can't remember.
So what was the occasion then?
I don't know. That's after I left, see.
Yeah.
You know, that was. Because my daughter, she works in the personnel. And she's always worked in the personnel department. Well, she's running the personnel department now. You know, she does everything there.
Yeah.
But of course, it's not TikTok now. It's run by Japanese now. Yeah. And they don't do any components or anything there, they just service things, like, you know. No.
Yeah, it's a different type of work, isn't it? talked about Christmas time at the factory then. What was it like at Christmas time?
I didn't used to like it.
No?
No, because everybody used to get drunk.
What, in work or after?
They used to go out to the pub at dinner time and drink, and they'd bring drink in.
But didn't they notice in the factory that...
Yeah, but you had some real wicked ones then. They get away with murder.
Well, that must have affected their target.
Yeah. No work done on the last day.
Oh, that would just be on the last day.
Yes, that Christmas time. Oh.
Did they decorate in the factory?
Not really.
No.
You know, they decorate the canteen and things like that, but not in the factory.
What about dinners or dances then?
Well, when it first started, we used to have lovely dances there. We had Joe Loss and all down.
Gosh.
Playing there.
What, in the factory? Or would
in
it
the canteen.
Oh.
In the canteen, and we used to have lovely dances there. Well, that's where Bill and I started going out, because I went to have, we started having dancing classes, or I couldn't dance. So my friend and I, we went to and joined the dancing class to learn, innit?
Where was the dancing class?
In the canteen.
Oh, it was in the canteen?
Yeah, at night, see.
Oh, right.
After work. So we went there, and of course Bill came, and we started, and, well, I couldn't dance, and nobody else, only him. So, no point going, was it? I couldn't follow anybody else.
Oh, couldn't you?
No, no.
You were meant for each other, see, yeah, Joyce, that's what it was.
Couldn't follow anybody else, useless.
So who organised the dancing classes then?
Well,
the social?
Management, most probably.
Oh.
Or the social, yeah, social.
Yeah. So... Right. Is there any one event which you can remember when you think back now over the whole time you spent there? Is there, you know, a visit by somebody or one event that sticks out in your mind?
Oh, well, we used to have visitors around, you know. People used to come around to have a look and watch you work in and that. And, oh, I can't remember who'd come now. You know, we'd have MPs or something like that coming around, you know.
So did you have to be on your best behaviour in those days?
Yeah.
Would they speak to you or...?
Oh yes, they come to talk and ask you what you're doing and all the rest of it, like, you know.
Yeah.
I used to try and hide, you didn't want to answer them.
Just keep your head down.
Yeah. So...
Did you ever feel bored with the work?
No.
There was no time to be bored, was there?
No,
or, you know, sometimes when you're doing the same job all the time, did you ever get fed up?
I suppose you did get fed up sometimes, but, you know, it is a job, and if you wanted money, you had to work, didn't you?
So when did you decide to leave?
I left because I was pregnant.
The first time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
How did you feel about leaving then?
Oh, I was upset. I didn't want to leave, you know. But I mean, I knew I wanted a baby, and we'd been married so long, we didn't think we were going to have any. And I left then, and I had Lynn straight away after, and I had no intentions really of going back, only that my husband was working there and they wanted some girls in for a rush job. And they asked me to go in, so I went in then, and of course, I never looked back, did I? But I was lucky that I had it.
But when you did eventually leave then,
yeah,
how did you feel about leaving? Because you could have stayed on a bit
yes.
longer,
well, they
you?
Said, it was a con really, because they said, there's a good deal coming up, you'll have £80 a week, like wages, for, I was 55 till he was 60. And then you'd have your pension after, like, isn't it? Well, I was so fed up because of the youngsters coming in and the way they were talking and acting, that I didn't like it. So I decided I was going to go. And all my friends are going. But they had husbands, didn't they, working. So I thought, oh, well, I'm going. So I decided to go. And, of course, it was all right till I got to 60. But when I got to 60 then, And the money came from Lucas, because it was Lucas then, because he went from Smith's to Lucas.
Yeah.
They sent me £17 a month pension. Well, my daughter said, that's not right, ma'am. So she rang Lucas up the head office, because she'd got everything at work, and they said, yes, it was right. She was unhappy, so she rang the National Insurance people. And they said, no, by law, they had to pay me £12.18 a week. And Lyddon got in touch with them, and they paid me that then. But, you know, I would have been better off if I'd carried on working.
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
No. But then while I helped my daughters and I looked after the children. Yeah. Looked after Canem, and Lynn had three. She had two girls and a boy, and the other one had two girls and a boy. And Cheryl was living up in Essex then, so I used to go up to Essex to look after them.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah. But with Dada then, watching out the children.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the change then? You mentioned the youngsters who were coming in. Can you describe that?
Well, you know, now, we're in the Anglo, they were strict. You didn't walk around and things like that. You were sitting at your bench and you worked in it. Well, on the lines in the Enfield, they'd get up and walk around. They'd have somebody to sit in for them. You've got to have somebody to sit in for you if you're going to the toilet. But the way their attitude and that, you know, to the linesmen and that. Well, I mean, they're in charge of you, aren't they? And there was no respect or anything there, like, you know.
When was that, or when did that change happen, do you think?
What year was that? I went back in 1970. And I finished in 1980, was it? No, later than that. It was all right for a while, but then, you know, gradually got worse and worse, so I'd had enough. And all my, as I say, they offered this good deal, as they said, and my friends had all taken it. I'd be there on my own, you know, there wasn't many in the lines then, and I decided I was going.
Did you have a do or something when you left?
No, I didn't want it. I didn't like going to the do's, not, because I'm not a, you know, drink, I don't like good stuff.
So how did you feel after leaving there? Because you'd been there a while, and as you said, you know, you were on your own, you know, Bill had gone.
Well,
so
it was strange at first.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I got used to it, and I carried on. I got up and worked my jobs, and I had a car then. I could go where I wanted, you know, got my sisters. I should have had a pickup for a taxi, because I was taking everybody everywhere. So, honestly.
And of course you had your work cut out with the family, didn't you?
Well, I mean, when I was up in Kaiokin, there was, you know, the kids in the stand, we didn't have the money to give them to go on the bus, isn't it? It was easier for me to put them in the car and take them down. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't only be taking mine, I'd be taking everybody. And I had an estate car at one time, and they were in the boot and all. They used to go down to Brownies and stood on, you know, they wanted to go on the bus. I said, you can't go on the bus. If you want to go on the Brownies, you're going in the car with me. So.
You should have had a bus. You should have been driving the bus. Are you in contact with many people who you used to work with there?
Yeah. I've got one friend, and the only time we see one another really is at Christmas time. She comes up or I go down. And she said, no, I can't go now because I haven't got a car. I can't go from the house unless somebody comes to get me because I can't walk, isn't it? So she said, her daughter's going to come to get me now. And I'll go down one day and spend an afternoon with her.
Oh, lovely.
And I got another one in Crinant. I don't see her, but we talk on the phone, like, you know.
So if you had to sum up the days you spent in TikTok, then how would you sum it up, do you think?
Oh, well, I enjoyed myself there, you know. I mean, some days I wish I went there, but no, in all, it was good.
Where did you wish you were on those days?
Oh, at home. So.
Joyce, you've been great. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Okay. Oh. Oh, that's an only album. These are things from TikTok. That's my photo album. Not many in there of that. There's only this.
Oh, this is a children's party, is it?
Yeah. And my sister. Are there with glasses, see?
Oh.
That's it.
Santa, then?
I don't know Santa. I never went to the parties, but just took them down. That was one of the main bosses, see, one of the directors of the firm. Right.
So your sister was there because you were working there,
yes,
is it?
Yes, yes. You could have one sister or a brother or sister to go,
right.
Or if you had children, yeah. They could go, see.
Gosh, they're all very serious there, aren't they? When would that have been then, do you think?
Well, I think our mum was about... I should think she's about 7 or 8 there, isn't it?
Yeah, and how old is she now?
She's 72 now. She died 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Cheers. There. Those are all my nieces and nephews. I've got to show you this. I don't know, if you know, perhaps you won't be interested. And my sister, and she had 2 boys. She was 8 and a half years married, didn't think she could have children. She had 2 boys.
Yeah.
Then she went 6 years and she had a little girl, and she was born just before my husband died.
Oh.
And then she went another 6 years and she had another girl.
Gosh!
She had the last one, she was 41. And she was the life and soul of the parties.
It makes sense to do it like that sometimes.
And she said Kimberly took her, kept her going. I'm going to get her album to show you what that might... nieces did for my 80th birthday.
Oh, right.